The speed of cities. A city's pace of life reveals a lot about its size, success, and culture. Are you a fast or slow walker? Is your city or town wealthy or poor? Believe it or not, research suggests walking speed and a city's prosperity may be related. Citizens of bigger, affluent cities tend to walk faster, while residents of poorer cities tend to take things a little slower. Why is that? A social psychologist named Robert Levine wanted to know, so he went out into the streets to get answers. A worldwide experiment. With help from all over the world, Levine conducted an experiment. What's the average speed of a pedestrian over a distance of 18.29 meters? Volunteers in big cities in 31 countries timed pedestrians as they covered this distance and submitted their results. The fastest pedestrians lived in Ireland, crossing the distance in an average of 11.13 seconds. The slowest walkers hailed from Brazil, where they got from point A to point B at a more leisurely 16.76 seconds. Levine found that these results were strongly related to economic success. Residents of cities that struggled or were still developing moved at a slower pace, and residents of wealthy cities moved faster. The motto, "Time is money," seems to be true. Pace of life. Walking speed is only part of the pace of life in any city. The pace of life also includes how fast people talk, how quickly a bank teller gives out change, and how accurate everyone's watch is. Levine also researched some other factors and found that the pace of life was fastest in Western Europe and Japan. East Asian economic powers like Hong Kong and South Korea landed in the middle, along with Canada and the U.S. The slowest pace seemed to be in Central and South America and in Indonesia. Along with wealth, population size, and culture also affect the pace of life. But how does pace affect the well-being of people in the fast lane? Studies show that time urgency predicts heart disease. People who move fast and feel stressed about time are more likely to die of heart disease than those who live slower lives. So does walking fast make people ill? Or is the fast-paced, stressed lifestyle the culprit? While some people thrive under stress, most don't and should slow down. What's your city's speed? Is it better to be fast and pursue economic success, or to move more slowly and live a healthier life? Word bank. Affluent. Bob lives in a very affluent neighborhood with his wife and kids. Pedestrian. Drive slowly and watch out for pedestrians. Hail from. I was born here, but my parents hail from Florida. Motto. Our motto is easy to remember. If it's not broken, don't fix it. Teller. Don't be rude to the teller. She's holding all your money. Well-being. Tracy cared about her son's well-being, so she fed him lots of healthy food. Urgency. Doug felt a sense of urgency as he neared the hospital, and he began to drive faster. Thrive. Nathaniel thrives in the high-pressure environment of television filming. More information. Social psychologist. Culprit. Talk about it. Is the pace of your city fast or slow? Do you think people can live a fast-paced life and care for their personal well-being at the same time?